there are challenges of living in a rural area. I represent West Oxfordshire, which is, you know, 400 square miles of very rural southeastern England. And there are challenges. There are also benefits. You know, people are, who live in the countryside have the benefits of a beautiful environment to live in. Some of the services in rural areas, some schools in rural areas are extremely good. But I don't think it's a sort of black and white issue, but there are challenges and we've got to meet them.
You scrapped the rural advocate. Is it time to think about bringing that role back so that policy is rural-proofed before it gets made?
Well, I don't think it's necessary to have one person trying to do that job. You know, I just don't accept that government policy doesn't go through a real rural-proofing. You know,
But we still have a rural penalty that EFRA talks about, and I'm sure if he's talked to people at the show, they would have opinions too.
Yes, and of course, and we need to deal with those things. So, for instance, if we take how we support our farmers, you know, this government, I think, has done a lot to try and deregulate agriculture to make it easier to make a living in the countryside. Rural broadband is something that's really gone from 0 to 60 under this government. So I don't accept that the government doesn't understand rural areas. We do. We're working hard for them, and we have to govern on behalf of the whole country.
You'll have heard a lot, I'm sure, already this morning about TB from people here at the show. Are the pilot badger culls going to go ahead? And are you concerned about the gulf in opinion in the country for those pro-culling and those against?
They are going to go ahead, and it's important that they go ahead. You know, I think the countryside needs from a government not just cash and commitment, but it also needs some courage. Frankly, this does require political courage, but we have that political courage because, quite simply, it's the right thing to do. If we don't do anything, we're going to be spending, over the next 10 years, another £1 billion on dealing with the consequences of bovine TB. And let's be clear, there are appalling consequences not just for the cattle and the farmers, there are also appalling consequences for the badgers. I want to see healthy badgers and healthy cattle.
Just briefly, you describe farmers as the backbone of Britain. What do you say to English farmers who say that the way your government is implementing cap reforms is going to put them at a massive disadvantage in Europe?
Well, I don't agree with that. Look, we're talking to the NFU and other farming organisations about how we spend the cap money. The cap money is significant over the next budget period. I think it's important we don't go back to the old ways of production subsidies, but we're going to have very good discussions with farming communities about how we best spend the money. But look, let's be clear, if we spend it on so-called Pillar 2 and we spend it on rural improvement schemes, that money hasn't disappeared. It's money that's still being spent for rural areas. But let's talk, as I've been today, talking to farmers and the NFU about how best to spend the money.
Have people been bending your ear?
Oh, of course. Look, you know, I mean, I meet my local National Farmers Union in West Oxfordshire, and we deal with everything from, you know, enriched cages to beak trimming to flood insurance. You know, we cover all of the issues. I get a direct input on farming issues from the people who are my neighbours and friends in my own constituency.